welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, on this podcast, we often talk about the payments ecosystem and the pain points that different segments have. But on today's episode, we're going to be taking a look at it from a slightly different perspective, the merchant perspective. And in this case, from the merchant platform perspective. So joining me on today's episode, I have Alyssa Cutright, who is the Vice President of Global Payments at eBay, where we're going to be talking about the history of eBay and the payments industry and what eBay has learned about payments over the past 10 years. So there's certainly a lot of interesting insights to take away from today's episode. So without any further delays, let's start the show. So Alyssa, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode, where we're really going to be kind of taking a look at eBay. I know that that's kind of an open-ended conversation here, but really kind of specifically the payment side of eBay. And now eBay certainly has a very interesting history with payments, with previous integrations, obviously with PayPal. But I'm hoping that perhaps maybe we could kind of enlighten our audience to what partnerships eBay has today to really provide a superior payment experience to your customers.
Sure, Ryan. I think to set the stage a little bit so that folks understand what our history has been, as you noted, eBay and PayPal were part of the same parent company for quite some time, and we split just over 5 years ago. And for the period of time we are together and for the next 5 years, even post-separation, we basically were in a full referral model to PayPal. So what does that mean? Anytime a seller anywhere around the world signed up to list and sell on eBay, it meant that they also needed to open a PayPal account. And PayPal fully provisioned and managed payments for those sellers on eBay, inclusive of settlement of all the proceeds of their sales on eBay. So that was a very different model than where we find ourselves today, with launching managed payments and ensuring that we're intermediating payments directly on our platform so that eBay is standing in between our buyers and sellers. And therefore, we're working with partners like Adyen as a payment processor on behalf of eBay. And eBay is facilitating the movement of money between our buyers and sellers on our platform and ultimately paying our sellers directly for the proceeds of their sales. So it greatly simplifies how our sellers do business on eBay because it's all built in to the eBay platform directly.
Yeah, that's certainly interesting to kind of get that side of things. I mean, obviously, the whole PayPal thing that's been in the news and that's, been in kind of history and stuff like that. But seeing where eBay is heading and the direction that it's heading is certainly a very interesting one. Now, before I kind of get to this next question, I've kind of got a little bit of a pre-question for this. Now, when you think of eBay itself, do you consider eBay itself to be a merchant or kind of a platform for merchants?
Yeah, so a little bit of both. So we are a technology platform that enables our sellers to reach buyers all over the world. Now, when you think specifically from a payments point of view, and this is where the likes of Visa and MasterCard and their rule sets and all the vagaries of how payment processing works in e-commerce and in particular in global e-commerce, we think of ourselves as a merchant working on behalf of the buyers and sellers that come together on our platform.
Okay. Yeah, no, thank you. Because I think that kind of helps set the stage for this next question. So, when you look at eBay, obviously it's international here, right? And from what we see on our side of the fence here in terms of just payment consumer behavior trends here, you look at the ways that people like to pay, and usually it's very targeted towards a specific like application when it comes to geography. Like certain geographies have certain apps or applications or processes that they typically like to use. So I'd love to get from your perspective at eBay kind of a boots on the ground. Like what's the reality of that when you're looking across the entire globe here? Are you finding that there certainly are very, or there are trends in terms of payment applications that are used in certain geographies? Or do you kind of find that there's like, hey, there's a handful that are pretty much used universally throughout the globe?
Yeah, sure. I mean, a huge impetus for us with taking control of the payments experience end to end and in managing payments on the platform was to ensure that we gave our buyers choice. As you noted, we are a global company. We see a lot of cross-border trade. Our sellers come to our platform in order to reach buyers all over the world. Of course, a big part of ensuring that those buyers have the experience they expect is that when they get to checkout, there is a familiar form of payment for them to complete the purchase of whatever that great find that they just discovered. Historically, we were bound by the PayPal wallet and whatever PayPal provisioned in each market around the world. And at times that became in conflict, as you note, with what some local norms would be. So an example, which isn't necessarily to a given market, but that we've seen great adoption around is Apple Pay and Google Pay, which is not something that historically PayPal has provisioned. So we were only able to introduce those forms of payment when we first started testing in the US a couple years ago in managed payments. And that's a much better experience for our mobile first customers and more new buyers, not only in the US, but in many markets around the world are mobile first and they want those integrated mobile experiences, which make it much easier to zip through checkout. Now, we also do see adoption of certain local forms of payment in various markets. We're in five markets right now and continuing to expand around the world. One of those markets is Australia. Afterpay is, you know, an installment option that has taken off quite a bit in Australia and is starting to gain some traction in other markets around the world. But in Australia, when we introduced Afterpay, we saw very immediate uptake there, something that is very relevant in that market. You look at another market, Germany, that we're in, bank-based payments are much more popular there. Different flavors of direct debit or push from bank account. And so those are very important forms of payment for us to have integrated in that market. Generally speaking, cards are still a big part of how buyers want to pay around the world, but increasingly seeing use of those cards through the likes of wallets or more mobile-based applications, as I noted, like Apple Pay or Google Pay.
Yeah, and I think especially to the mobile part that you were speaking to, I mean, obviously that makes a lot of sense. I mean, from the ground up, you see certainly tech companies like Google has been certainly touting for a very long time that, hey, developers need to think mobile first because that's just how the consumer preference is going. That's just where the industry is going. So I think that it's very smart of eBay to, in particular, look at those type of payment flows from a mobile side of things that consumers have already adopted to integrate into there. But I certainly got to ask because, you know, when we think about choice is a fantastic thing. Everybody loves choice. But when it actually comes to implementing it on the merchant side, obviously consumers don't necessarily care. They just want to see that logo of, hey, they accept the payment type that I'm familiar with. But on the merchant side of things, that's a very daunting task because you have all these different payment types, all these different geographies. How is it that you feel that like eBay is really kind of managing all of this network and interconnectivity between all these payment choices that consumers are demanding?
Yeah, absolutely. As you note, it's a balance, right? And buyers, while we say they want a variety of choice, but what they really want is a somewhat edited choice, right? Of what are the most relevant, important forms of payment? So we have to really continue to keep our pulse on each of the local markets that we see a lot of buyer base from, see where trends are going, and then also find easy ways to bring up new forms of payment as we see them gaining traction. And that was one of our impetus for choosing Adyen as our lead partner. They have a very flexible platform that allows you to integrate with it either for their merchant acquiring processing or as a gateway, if you will, simply as a connectivity bridge into other local forms of payment. So it gives us a lot of flexibility to continue to quickly bring up forms of payment as we're seeing traction in local markets. But we're watching really closely and listening to our buyers to ensure that at the end of the day, they're making it through checkout. That's what's most important to our sellers. They want the sale, we want the sale, and we want it to be really, really seamless and at the end of the day, really fade into the background. And we don't want our buyers and sellers to have to think about payment. We want it to be really, really seamless. So we're continuing to keep our pulse on what is relevant market by market and strike that right balance of having just the right mix. And I'm certain we'll continue to sort of iterate and learn our way through that as we continue to expand around the world.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that you brought up there that I think were very interesting that I really want to highlight. One, I love the fact that you pointed out and you said, yes, consumers like choice, but it's really an edited choice. I think that's something that I particularly want to use moving forward, because I think that that's an extremely important point that, yes, when you look at a global perspective, yes, there's a lot of choices, but when you look at a geography perspective, it's kind of like, well, in that geography, there's really kind of a handful that really stand out and that a vast majority of our consumers are going to want to use and to use there. So I think that that's a very important point to point out there. And then the second was that, I mean, you're not the first person to say this, but seeing a payment organization kind of fade into the background. Now, that certainly seems interesting from kind of a branding perspective, as you certainly have seen over the years of that, hey, payment companies want to make sure that their brand is very prominent when they're out there. But it seems like we're kind of slowly, gradually graduating, I can almost kind of say, into a process where it's, hey, that we know that the buyer wants the product. They've acknowledged that they wanted it. The merchant wants a sale. So let's try to create that most frictionless possible, where it's almost seamless, that kind of just that one click. Yes, I've got it. The payment itself went through seamlessly. There wasn't the whole additional process that I think we can kind of think of, that when you think of, I guess, you know, say like the 90s and the early 2000s, like payment process where it's okay, fill out all these forms here and, you know, ask for all these additional questions and security checks and everything like that, to being a lot more of a seamless process, I think is very interesting. And I think from my perspective is a great way to see the industry moving forward. But with the frictionless side of things though, the one thing that you certainly have to be careful of is the security aspect of things. So I kind of want to talk a little bit about consumer protections. So on the payment side of things, you know, payments ecosystem players have, you know, put in certainly a lot of great consumer protections and fraud prevention measures. But perhaps maybe you could kind of enlighten our audience to what it is eBay in particular is doing to help consumers.
Sure. So trust and protections has been paramount and embedded in eBay from the very, very beginning when Pierre started the company. He always had a saying that all people are basically good and that we create economic opportunity for all. And we have to be sure that we're creating a trusted marketplace. So for quite some time, we have offered eBay money back guarantee to ensure that our buyers get what they expect, that they're satisfied, that the item matches the description when they made the choice to purchase. And then, of course, as we're moving to managing payments on our platform, we're continuing to invest even more aggressively, as you noted, around fraud prevention. Obviously, as a global e-commerce player, that's very, very important. With 20 years and more than 20 years being in business, we have a lot of experience in data, and we continue to really invest to stay on the bleeding edge of protecting our customers and the transactions on our platform.
Yeah, and now before we wrap things up here, you know, I'm always kind of curious to get from the person that I'm interviewing's perspective of, what do you think is probably one of the biggest lessons that eBay needed to learn really over the past 10 years around payments?
I think it's simply managing the payments on our platform, quite frankly. we're a little late to the party on managing payments on a marketplace. Early on, each of eBay and PayPal were pioneers in their respective spaces, and coming together was really beneficial for the two companies for quite some time. But fast forward, and global e-commerce really evolved. More and more marketplaces popped up around the world. And those marketplaces, large and small, were managing payments on their platform and ensuring that they were crafting the best experiences for their buyers and sellers. And the reality is, despite the huge benefit for quite some time with the arrangement with outsourcing our entire payment stack to PayPal, bringing it in-house and ensuring that we're crafting the right experience has been paramount in ensuring that we are coming up to the bar of what buyers and sellers expect, and really crafting best-in-class next-generation experiences as we really recraft eBay in the lens of a modern managed marketplace, and really leading with robust technology to ensure that we're crafting the best possible experiences for our customers.
Yeah, I certainly think that's very fantastic. I think it's extremely interesting from the fact that it's like, I mean, you just look over the past 10 years of just the payments industry itself and how much it's evolved and how much it's changed and all of kind of those just nuances of it. And I mean, to some degree, I'm extremely impressed with the way that a lot of merchants, platforms, and everybody within the payments ecosystem has really kind of handled the change and adopted the change. And then you just look in this last year alone, granted with COVID really kind of being a catalyst for a lot more of this digital adoption, especially in the payments industry itself. You know, it's one of those, it's always been there, but it really kind of took this unfortunate event to kind of really bring it to the forefront to show people the benefits of just kind of these digital payment methods and these new platforms that are constantly coming out, and to see merchants and platforms being able to quickly scale and adopt and accept those different payment types. I mean, it's certainly it's a behemoth of a task, but I mean, certainly glad to see that eBay is certainly looking to, hey, how can we stay on that bleeding edge? You know, how can we get there and make sure that the customer experience at the end of the day is, you know, top rate, first class. So Alyssa, thank you so much for taking the time today for speaking to me about eBay and their entire payment experience in history. And I hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Thank you so much, Brian. It was a pleasure.